Everybody, we're back. Another episode. Welcome back to Cover Season. It's your boy D-Dub, and I'm here with my guy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's your guy, Ollie. D-Dub, let's get straight into it, man. Yep. We ain't talked football with y'all in a while. It's been a long time since we talked football, but it doesn't matter because football's back. Football's back at Cover Season.
It's exciting,
but let's get straight into the big news right now, which is the news that came out of the nation's capital this morning. The Washington football team,
Dwayne Haskins,
in less than
getting cut
2 years, have cut Dwayne Haskins. Less than two full seasons as the quarterback. Some games started, and of course, some games not. He's gone. He's gone. They've put the axe down, and he's gone. He is out of there. What are your thoughts on that, man? How do you feel about the whole Dwayne Haskins situation?
Ali, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't like the Dwayne Haskins situation at all. He was drafted by the Washington football team knowing that he wasn't ready to play in the NFL. That, you know, he had some mechanical issues to work on, you know, and also they wanted him to mature into the system and follow behind a great leader. But... you know, he was thrown into the wolves early, and to be honest, I really didn't like the way that they did it when they brought him in. But he's still you know, a quarterback. You know, you try and go out there and play every game the best you can, and it wasn't what they needed. They couldn't win with him, and his talent shown in college, it hasn't translated in the NFL. Granted, he hasn't much time to really develop under a great quarterback yet. I think under the right tutelage, he could be a better quarterback, but as yet to be seen. Your play is ass. If you just look at his stats, he played a total of 16 games, and he had a total of 14 interceptions. You're averaging almost one interception a game, my guy. Your performance was poor. It's not going to cut it in this league. He had a total of 13 touchdowns, and your touchdown to interception ratio is subpar. Like, granted, you're a young guy, and you're new to the league, and you really didn't have the offensive line that you needed to be able to, you know, be a really competitive team in the NFC East. This year, you had a young, strong defense to make up for that. We're talking about one of the top defenses in the league. And you have a healthy running back. So, you know, I guess, you know, he's not able to find a rhythm with those guys. But, you know, Alex Smith came and stepped right in. He's going to have to turn this around, Ollie, because if he continues to, you know, go down this road, Dwayne Haskins going to have a short career.
Oh yeah, I mean it's already short. He's gone. There's no chance that there's not a good chance that he gets picked up anytime soon. But it's never good, man. Homecomings for athlete, it just never ends well. You know, from draft night, you know, everybody knows he had the huge party in Potomac. You know, he's cool with Dan Snyder's son, et cetera, et cetera. From jump, he was living like a celebrity. He was acting like a celebrity. And as much as these athletes are celebrities in their own rights, playing football is not about being a celebrity. You know, we know about the phone situation on the sideline. We just as recently being in a strip club. And it ain't nothing wrong being in a strip club. But where's your mask? You know, even though you should be, you know, in the books and stuff, you know, We saw that incident, how that unfolded. You know, he got his captaincy stripped. That's tough. You've been in the locker room, man. To get your captaincy stripped from you, that's tough, man. That's guys have lost respect for you, you know. And that's not the coach's decision, because the players voted on that.
Nah, you're right.
So, to me, you know, you lost the locker room. You know, they're like, hey, dude, you know, you're not really here to play. You really here to just, you know, show your shiny jewelry and you know, chill out and, you know, take pictures. You know, you're not really here to play. And at the end of the day, these dudes are fighting for a playoff spot. Yeah. They literally have a chance to win games and be in the playoff and have a chance to upset teams in the playoffs. And this dude is not focused. To me, that's the biggest. That's the biggest thing, you know, with him. He's not focused.
I gotta see this as twofold. I mean, not being focused. That's what you know. What he's gonna have to focus on is getting his shit together. But the Washington football team. I gotta ask you a question, Ollie. What kind of position do they really put themselves in? Because, like you said, they're competing for a playoff spot. Would you give up your backup quarterback just like that?
They put themselves in a great position. They put themselves in a great position. They rid themselves of a distraction.
Okay. I give you that.
You're an up-and-coming team getting ready to hunt for the playoffs. You have, like you alluded to, you have a strong, young, athletic defense. You have a capable running game. That they've shown in previous weeks, and they got a nice young handful of young receivers. You know, the young tight end Logan Thomas. They got Sims now at wide receiver. You know, outside of Scary Terry, who's out here wreaking havoc every week. You know, they have a good little nucleus of talent. And to me, you don't need distractions right now. These guys are trying to get into the playoffs. They want to be focused. That's where all the stripping of the captaincy, that's where all that's important. These players want to be focused. And, hey, dude, you're a distraction. Goodbye. And you don't need them. They don't need them. They got Alex Smith, who's been comeback player of the year. Then they, you know, next year, even if they miss out on the playoffs, next year, you're gonna get Kyle Allen back. That's Ron Rivera's guy. You think Kyle Allen's not going to come back and compete for a starting job? So to me, he's not part of the future.
That's a solid gesture. I'm not. But right now, organization. They don't have Kyle, you know what I'm saying? Like he's so.
That's all cool and well. They've already said today that Alex Smith is going to be playing, and if you're looking for the future. You can draft somebody
next
year.
I'm not talking about you next year. I'm talking about the immediate. I'm talking about the immediate right now. You're talking about a team that's getting ready to go into the playoffs, right? Why would you get rid of a quarterback when you don't have another viable quarterback? Kyle Allen's
Man, come on, man. You know how many waiver wire quarter. You say you know how many waiver wire quarterbacks there is Ooh. Right now, man. You know how many quarterbacks is look at today.
Ooh.
Look at today. Listen,
name off the
top of your head. I'm about to tell you. Just relax. Listen. The Rams just lost Jared Goff today to a thumb. He just had thumb surgery. They just picked up Blake Bortles. That doesn't mean, great, Blake Bortles is on board. We're going to win a playoff game. All that means is there's people out there. Blake Bortles didn't have a job, but now he does. So there's guys out there, and Blake Bortles has AFC championship experience. Blake Bortles has playoff game experience. So there are guys out there that the Washington football team can go ahead and get and be a viable backup to Alex Smith. That's nothing. That's not even a worry. They can get somebody off the practice squad. Alex Smith, good. The offensive line been playing stellar the last couple of games. They all right. The young guys are getting healthy. The wide receivers are starting to get chemistry with Alex Smith. The tight end has been a good security blanket. The defense has been stopping teams on third down. They're rushing the passer. They have all the ingredients, like I said, to upset teams and make it to the playoffs. Secondary quarterback, that don't mean shit. They good. Alex Smith back, they good.
It's time to get rid of distractions. A mild little injury on the leg. So that's why I'm asking, because you do need that security blanket. I'm not talking... Distractions, it is what it is, but we'll see. With that, let's talk about the playoff picture. What team do you think in your eyes is a straight shot to the Super Bowl? Who do you think is that team that is not going to have that much of a hard time getting there?
I've been quiet all year. I haven't said much. I haven't boasted. I've been humble. And I've been rewarded. Aaron Rodgers. Go, Pack, go. I mean, let's be honest, man. I mean, the Packers are a great team right now. Running game, superb. At the beginning of the year, the offseason, all the talk was, who's he going to pass it to? There's no wide receivers. They drafted a quarterback in the first round. They good. They good. I told everybody, they good, man. When you have the best quarterback in the league, the best quarterback, let me tell you, I know Tom Brady is the GOAT. Tom Brady has the rings. Tom Brady has all the fame and the glory. Let me tell you, Aaron Rodgers is the real deal, Holyfield. You hear me? That man is a baller. I've been a fan since day one. I've been saying it for years. Y'all have heard me say it on this show plenty times. Aaron Rodgers is the real deal, man. And I think the way that these guys are playing right now, the defense. Last year in the playoffs, they were upset. Why? Because they allowed the San Francisco 49ers to run for almost 300 yards on them. So what did they do in the offseason? They beefed up front. They got some bigger guys up front on the defensive line. They went and got some linebackers. They're playing to their strengths now. Now they have lockdown corners. You're not really throwing the ball. So they're forcing teams to really run now. And they're shutting it down. They have eight guys in the box and they're just forcing turnovers. They're winning. The gap has been enormous in almost every game this season. They have had 14, 17, 21-point leads in games. And as an opposing team, it's so hard to get into that type of position because now you're playing the shootout game. And you're never going to win if you're playing the shootout game. Because if you're doing that, then you're passing almost every play. You're not playing your style. You're playing to their style. You're playing to their tempo. And to me, the Green Bay Packers are the best at doing it. The Saints, I think they have a chance to maybe upset the Packers, but I don't trust the Saints. I don't. I know Alvin Kamara just had a great game, 6 touchdowns. Michael Thomas maybe will get healthy. Drew Brees, I just don't trust the Saints, especially that defense. I just don't see that defense holding people down when they need to in the playoffs. A scary team is always Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks. I think that for
you because you know we've been talking a lot about the NFC, but the AFC is also the other side of this ball, and all of the top teams in the AFC scare me. I'm not gonna lie. First of all, come on, I mean, man. We got the Chiefs. Yes, man. Yes. You're gonna give that away. I'm not even trying to ride that horn. Pause.
Listen.
The Steelers are fluky. They're listed as number two, but the way that they played the last half of the season, they're fluky. I think the Bills come out against a Kansas City in the AFC Championship.
Let me tell you. I got two words for the AFC. Big way. Let me tell you. Andy Reid ain't playing with these boys. Andy Reid is having the most fun he's had in almost 20 years.
Yeah.
Kansas City Chiefs they're going back. They're going back to the Super Bowl. There's just no doubt in my mind. The Buffalo Bills do seem like they can be a threat. I think Baltimore has been playing well. Baltimore has been playing their style of football, and to me, that has really gotten them back into the picture of a very scary team. But to me, the difference between Baltimore and in Kansas City is the magic. That's the difference. I think Lamar Jackson has magic, but Patrick Mahomes just has a little bit more. And that little bit more magic is Tyreek Hill. I think that his speed is just another element of dangerous. And no one else has that. And to me, you can't double him. You can't put him in bracket coverage. He's a little guy. You know what I'm saying? He's going to just get in and out of the seams, in and out of the cracks, and just come up, boom, catch, 50, 60 yeah. yards, yeah. 40
we have,
yards,
we haven't 45 seen that kind yards, of speed since 55. Chris Johnson type days, you know, you feel me? Like, he's moving.
We've never seen that yeah. kind of speed. Tyreek Hill is a beast, man. And to me, that element of extra magic that Kansas City has, I just don't see anybody competing with them. I think they're my favorite to repeat as champions. I think with that running game and adding Le'Veon Bell, who's really getting his legs under him.
Literally.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire, I hope he gets into the back healthy. I hope he gets back on the field soon, because he's a beast too. I just think they have too many elements of magic, and I think that's where Baltimore falls short. To me, wild prediction, the AFC Championship is going to be Kansas City and Baltimore, and I think it's going to be a fun game to watch. I think it's going to go down to the wire, but like I said, that little bit of magic is going to win. On the NFC side, it's going to be just classic. Rodgers, Wilson. The two best in the conference. Rodgers, Wilson. Brady, I'd like to see you get there, but you're not. I think Tampa Bay just doesn't have enough oomph to get there. I think their defense is... If they see Green Bay again, I know they won and blasted Rodgers last time. If they see Green Bay again, that's not going to happen. Aaron Rodgers is going to carve them up if he sees them again. So, I just think they just lack that oomph to get there. But outside of that, man, I Kansas City, Green Bay, that's my Super Bowl.
Okay. I like that. And that's a game I would be dying to see. But we talked a lot about football because, you know, we're in the midst of the playoffs. But not too long ago, you know, we had just finished the NBA season. And now we're in the beginning of the new season. We got a great Christmas gift in the new NBA season. And this one is completely different.
Pandemic P.
Well, yeah, we're talking about the pandemic P. You know, when they came from the bubble to a different environment. Teams are traveling.
Pandemic P.
And we've seen these new teams that have been developed and the crazy free agency. Some of the games that we've been watching, like the Clippers versus Dallas game the other night, was a complete, utter failure of an NBA team to really play. Oh my God, the Dallas Mavericks destroyed the Clippers, absolutely destroyed without Kawhi Leonard.
I think it's. Everybody pokes fun at Paul George, and he deserves some of it. I mean, he has a lot to live down. Come to play. I mean, the Dame Lillard buzzer beater last year in the playoffs, he just has a lot to live down. And I think that Luka is his kryptonite. But the issue with that game is, I think the Clippers are, of course, better than that. I think they have a better team than they had last year. I think the Clippers are, I think they're right there with the Lakers, man. The Lakers have great depth. I know they lost opening night, but the Lakers have great depth, and the Clippers do too. And I think that they're going to have to learn how to play with each other. It's still a young season. They're only 4 games in, about to be 5. They'll win some more games without Kawhi Leonard. Paul George, he just needs to step up, man. He takes a lot of the heat. You know, he takes a lot of the heat when they lose games and he doesn't perform. But, you know, I think, you know, he just needs to play well.
Yeah.
And outside of missing the shots he normally does, he always takes on the opposition's second best player now in that case. And, of course, when Kawhi's out, he takes on number one. But outside of his matchups against Luka Doncic, he does pretty well. And, you know, I just think that, you know, Luka's his kryptonite. He had a bad game. Now, the Dallas Mavericks, that was their first win of the season.
Yeah.
And I definitely think they have the Clippers number.
Yep.
I think they got the Clippers number, but you know, I still want to see more from Dallas. They got a lot of firepower. And Luka, you know, deservedly so, is one of the five best players I've ever seen.
Ever?
One of the five best players like I've ever seen, like that I've watched play basketball, like on TV, like with knowledge, like Luka is one of the five best players I've ever seen play basketball on the big stage. He's been that good. He's phenomenal, and he's so young. And to me, he's just going to keep getting better. Like, I know a lot of people talk about Giannis taking over the NBA right now. Like, I think Luka Doncic is going to be the first. He's going to be, like, the first white guy to really take over the league. Like, I think he has that potential. Like, he's that good, yo. Like, he got that killer in him. He got the passion. He has the skill. And it's so fun to watch him play. I think he's just that good. It's so fun to watch him play. And I really like the way he keeps his teammates involved. That's one of the hardest things to do. Like, for a great player, especially when you lose games, it's hard to be, you know, dominating, you know, and still keep your teammates involved. Even in losses, he does that. And, you know, they had just gotten blown out the day before, you know, by the Lakers. And, you know, to come back and still come out and perform and still, you know, trust your teammates and show your support to your teammates, I mean, that's just as good as it gets. And like I said, he's just so young. He just, you know, he can really take that leap and be a mega star. Like, I'm talking about, like, multiple championships type of star. Like, Luka Doncic is that good. And, you know, I know a lot of people talk about the Trae Young and draft night. Damn, Atlanta. Damn. I know you really wanted to get Trae Young, but damn. I mean, you missed out. I mean, and Trae Young is a baller. You know, he's really good, but, you know, damn, you missed out. You did.
Yeah, because, with a Kawhi Leonard, I still think it's a close game. I think maybe, you know, even LA comes out on top of it, but it's a close game. We saw what Luka was able to do in the midst of the playoffs. If it wasn't for that injury, I think they you know, go and face the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals. But it also shows how strong the Lakers team is and how they whipped Dallas, you know, the game before. The Lakers are so, I mean, granted, they're riding off a championship, but Even with the addition of Pau Gasol, their chemistry is getting so much better. Kyle Kuzma is looking better. Granted, it is early to judge, but the way that he's playing, you could see he has more confidence. And I think this year we're going to see a Laker team that is going to surpass what they did last year. And it's gonna. I think we're gonna see a little different stroke in basketball in LeBron James.
Let me tell you. Last year, LeBron was serious. He's having fun now. It's a wrap. look. The Lakers. I mean, minus what happened opening night. That happens. Champions lose on opening night all the time. They. We've seen champions lose by 20-plus points on opening night. That don't mean nothing. The Lakers look good, man. They have a nice roster. Dennis Schroeder is going to be the unsung hero of the summer, of the season for them. I think he just adds a whole entire element to that team. Because last year, Rondo, you know, yeah, he can set teammates up. He plays defense. He gets rebounds and steals. But you couldn't rely on Rondo to give you 20 to 25. Even though you didn't need that, You just wouldn't expect that from Rondo. So the offense never really had to, you know, worry about him much. The defense didn't really have to worry about him much. For Schroeder, you need to put a man on him. You need to put a man on him or he's going to light you up. And to me, like, he adds, I don't know why he's not starting yet. He needs to start. He needs to be part of the starting five. But yeah, I think the Lakers are just, they have all the pieces. And it's only a matter of time until they get on a roll. I think if this season there's no hiccups, they can break records. Like win streaks and how many games you win in a season type. Like, they're that good. And to me, it's going to take a lot to beat LeBron and these Lakers, especially come playoff time. Once upon a time, they used to be a San Antonio Spurs team that you had to worry about, but that's no longer a concern. Sure about that? You know, look, man, come on, man. With all due respect to Pop, the GOAT. You know me. Go Spurs, go. Go Spurs, go. You know me. Outside of that, you know, there's really, you know, there's no one to challenge them. I think the Clippers can play with them. I think the Clippers can play with them. I think that they have a puncher's chance of winning. But who do they have to guard AD, nobody, man? I mean, everybody is always so concerned about LeBron James and what he can do.
No.
He ain't got nothing for AD. To
be
honest,
it's going to be Brooklyn versus the Lakers right now. I'm telling you that right now because...
Come on, man. Come on, man. Chill out.
Let's get to the juice. Let's stop playing games. From what I've seen so far, the Brooklyn Nets are fucking real. They are absolutely unreal. What Kevin Durant is doing with this team and Kyrie Irving, I'm sorry, it's gonna be a hard thing to compete with. You're talking about two younger guys. I mean, yeah, you do have AD, you do have LeBron, but I can't wait to see this matchup. I cannot wait to see this matchup. This is going to be the matchup of all matchups.
Yeah, look, I like Brooklyn. I like what they got going on. KD looks like he's back.
He looks
elite. He looks spry. He looks hungry. You know, he's a winner. He's a champion. So, you know, he knows what it takes. He knows about the grind. He knows what's needed. So, you know, yeah, I expect him to get those guys, you know, and get them prepared and ready for a run. Kyrie, he's a champion. He understands what it takes. I know he's ready to get those guys prepared for a run. But let's not make some mistakes, man. The East got some good teams. And I know a lot of people already have forgotten about Miami. But Miami is right there. Miami is a complete basketball team. And had it not, I mean, think about it. Look at how many games they took the Lakers last year. A Lakers team that's not as good as it is this year. You know, had you know, Goran Dragic not been injured, who knows what would have happened game one and game two. So, to me, Miami's right there with another shot at it. And then you can't forget about Boston. Jason Tatum looks like he's ready now. I think last year he looked a little bit, hey, I got Kemba, I could relax. I think now he understands, like, yo, this is my team. Like, it's time to ball out, and he's there. Boston, you got to think about them. And then people always seem to forget, yo, team basketball, man. Everybody always wants to talk about the stars, but team basketball is still alive, yo. Toronto is not done with. Like, they still have a chance, a puncher's chance to make it back to the finals. Like, I know they lost Gasol and they lost Ibaka, but they got all these young guys that are just right back. It's like next man up. It's like they got a warehouse of prototype players. And they just, they're like the new Spurs.
Okay, okay, I like that.
You want to talk about consistency? I like that. You want to talk about consistency, great coaching, great management, great team development, great player development? Look up north to Toronto or down south now to Tampa. Like, they have that structure over there. And they're a basketball factory. That's what they're producing. They probably got somebody from some random other country right now that like is in the gym hustling right now, and they're about to activate him like a sleeper agent or something. Like, he's like the new basketball sleeper agent. Like, he's about to just boom, activate, and he's dominating. You know what I'm saying? Like, look at OG Anunoby. He came out of nowhere hitting buzzer beaters in the bubble. You know what I'm saying? Like, look at Pascal Siakam. Came out of nowhere, almost winning Finals MVP if Kawhi wasn't there for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, think about that. You know, Norman Powell, you know what I'm saying? Like, they developing dudes out there. You know what I'm saying? So, like, they still have a puncher's chance. But I like Brooklyn. Brooklyn is cool. Brooklyn got a chance to maybe do something. I like KD. I think KD, when healthy, rivals LeBron as the best player in the NBA. I said it. I think when he's healthy, that man can do anything on the court. So I like Brooklyn's chances, but at the end of the day, Lakers going all the way. That's all I got, man. Lakers going all the way.
And with that, that's a wrap. Golly, let them know.
Yes, sir. You already know. Do what you do. I'm going to holler at y'all next time.
Peace.